Hello.
Hello. Hi, David.
Yes.
Hi, this is Rick. I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. I'm calling you because I'm conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you say definitely vote? Would you say probably vote? Would you say 50-50?
Definitely.
Definitely vote. Thank you. May I ask you your age, or you prefer not to say?
I'm 54.
54, thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask you your race?
A white.
White, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Are you satisfied? Are you dissatisfied? Or are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed in?
Well, that's kind of a vague question, but I would say that compared to the previous 4 years, I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. Now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm and cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no idea or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know. I have an option for that too, okay? How do you feel towards the public school teachers from 0 to 100?
90.
90, thank you. How do you feel towards the public schools from 0 to 100?
I would say 50.
50. Thank you. How do you feel towards the critical race theory or CRT? Do you know what it is?
I do know what it is.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And well, that's a hard question because, like, it's not what people think it is in general. So I don't really have any problem with it. But as a, like, hot-button issue, I have a real problem with people, like, trying to leverage it as an issue. So,
Oh, it's okay. I mean, it's your opinion is what we actually care. So if you feel from a scale from 0 to 100, how favorable do you think towards them?
you know what? I'm just gonna say 50.
50, thank you. How do you feel towards the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
75.
25, thank you. How do you feel about the public charter schools?
50.
15, thank you. How do you feel
No,
towards
you know
your...
what? Can you change that?
Sure.
Can you change the last one?
Sure.
A charter school, I would say 25.
25, thank you. How do you feel about your local school board?
I don't really know anything about them.
Okay, sure. I have an option for that, no problem. How do you feel about, well, towards the Black Lives Matter or BLM?
Fifty.
15. Thank you. The other two are a little bit political. I know you do know me, you for sure know this other person, but it's just for us to ask you. Do you recognize the name of Donald Trump?
Yes.
And how do you feel towards
zero?
Him? Zero. Thank you.
Zero.
Do you recognize the name from Joe Biden?
Yes.
And how do you feel from 0 to 100 towards him?
65.
See, you said 65 or 75?
65.
Thank you for that. Okay, this is a different part. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in neighborhood? Would you say excellent? Would you say good? Would you say just fair? Or would you say poor?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better? Would you say they're staying the same? Or would you say they are growing worse?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Some people, this is a different part, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 100, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10, and if you don't know, if you are not sure, please let me know. I have an option for that too, okay? The first topic is grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
I'm going to say 7.
7, thank you. Okay, the next topic says compete for and get food jobs in the future global job market. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are prepared for this?
I would say 4.
4. Thank you. The next topic is develop critical thinking skills. How well do you think they are prepared for this from 0 to 10?
4.
4. Thank you. The next topic says understand the value of diversity and how to navigate in an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are prepared for this?
8.
8. Thank you. The next topic is be ready for higher education like college. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they're prepared for this?
For what?
Be ready for higher education like college.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. The last topic says develop social skills. From 0 to 10, how well do you think they are prepared for this?
8.
Thank you. Okay, would you say that your stay
is... That's amongst their peer groups, right?
I'm sorry?
That is amongst their peer groups, right?
Like social skills. It's what it will be what it says. Develop social skills in general, yeah.
Right, but does that mean with me, a 55-year-old guy, or does that mean their own age group?
Oh, actually, we don't
have... My answer is...
I'm sorry?
Okay. I'm going to say 8.
They
seem to get along pretty well with other people.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm going to keep it on 8 then. Thank you. The next part says, would you say that your stay is spent just about the right amount, it spent too much, or doesn't spend enough on public school education?
Who?
The state. Yeah.
Doesn't spend enough.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot? Would you say a little? Or would you say nothing at all?
I would say compared to the average person, a lot.
A lot, okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Totally about politics.
Oh, and so would you agree or disagree with the statement?
Agree, yes, I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public school? Would you say a lot, would you say a little, or would you say nothing at all?
What kind of topics?
How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics? That is just what it says. I mean, what it's usually considered a sensitive topic from public schools. Would you say a lot?
I've heard a lot.
A lot. Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following three statements. The first statement says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I disagree. Parents should be a part of that.
Okay. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. The next statement says, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with this?
I would agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Then the last statement says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, or oppose, okay? The first idea says adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Would you support or oppose this? Or would you like me to reread it?
I don't know. I'd have to give it some thought. I don't have an answer to that.
Okay, sure. No problem. The next one says, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Would you oppose or support this?
I would oppose it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you. The next one says, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Would you support or oppose this?
We don't have enough teachers as it is. So I would say, I would oppose it somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. The next idea says increasing teacher pay. Would you support or oppose this?
Support it somewhat.
Thank you. The last idea says teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Would you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
So, I would say I support it.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
So it's difficult to answer these questions accurately because they're so vague. I mean, I believe that there shouldn't really be a Black history because my history is their history and their history is my history. We should just celebrate history but include everybody. So that's how I really feel, but you know, the way you asked the question, I kind of have to say that I support separating their history or I don't support their history at all. You know? So that makes it very difficult to answer.
Oh,
so for that one, would you put, I don't know?
Sure. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10, okay?
Yes.
The first argument, it says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back these attempts to rewrite history, not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this is?
10.
Thank you. Last year, the next argument says, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. So from 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this argument is?
10.
10. Thank you. Then the last one says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations and learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is a perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From 0 to 10, how convincing do you think this argument is?
7.
7. Thank you. Okay, this is the last question about the survey. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following two statements. The first one says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Thank you. The next one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. So do you agree or disagree with this?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed or studied? Would you, could you read
3 years of college.
3 years of college, okay. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed? Are you retired or disabled? Are you unemployed? Are you a student? Or are you a homemaker?
I'm employed.
You're employed. Thank you. Are you married? Are you unmarried, living with a partner? Are you single? Are you separated? Are you divorced? Or are you widow?
I'm single.
Single. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And also, you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No. I don't have any children.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm somewhat liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more?
Never.
Would you say never? Okay.
No, I don't go to church.
Okay. Thank you. For the next two descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is someone born evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
What?
Oh, for the following descriptions, I mean, two descriptions, I'm going to read you. Please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is someone born in an evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
It sounds like you're saying... Burn a Christian.
Yeah, were you born evangelical or fundamental Christian?
Oh, born. No, neither.
Okay. Thank you. Is it you or someone in your household, an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
No. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, would you say it's suburban, or would you say rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, time, and patience. We really appreciate all of your opinions, okay?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you again, sir. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you.